Story time. The time during the week where we talk about what happened during our campaign. Our favorite moments, what we learned about ourselves, and what we learned about each other. Please join us now as we enjoy story time.
So welcome back to another episode of Story Time. Today, Chris is not with us, but I am lucky to be joined by Brother Casey. Say hi, Brother Casey.
Hey, hey, glad to be here.
Yeah, we're glad to have you here. So the reason Chris isn't here today was because he was unable to join us for this game. So if he was here, it'd just be like him listening. So you were one of the players in this game, and we're going to talk about this one shot we did called Crescent Cove. And so I pretty much made this because Chris wasn't able to be there, and we're at a point in the Voyage of the Unending Sea campaign where we can't really play and go further without everybody there. And so we played this one shot that takes place. It's kind of part of the Voyage of the Unending Sea campaign, kind of, but it's not really that important. It's kind of like a side episode. So we got to play this, and I made this dungeon crawl in the fashion of what the old school dungeon crawls were, where they were just crazy and full of mean traps and all that goodness. So I kind of warned you guys going into it, you may all die, and that's kind of what's going to happen tonight. And you guys were cool. Like, all right, so one shot, like if we die, we die. And we'll have to find out if that's what happened. So we began off. We started off in the country of Grimvale, and we had all these characters. We had Paladin Caleb was playing Thok the Terrible. Although he had a lisp, so he was Thok the Terrible, the half-orc. We had Lauren, she was playing, she had a real name. I don't think either you or me could remember what her real name is, her nickname was Bubbles, and she was a lizard folk druid. We had Gally, the half-elf rogue, played by JP. This was JP's first time ever playing something that wasn't a fighter-type class, so I hope he had fun with it. He was kind of needed during this adventure. We had Ozymandias, the halfling fighter, who was played by Falafel Jared, and then you were?
I was Miles, the human ranger.
Yeah, and so we started off, and basically you guys were all members of the crew of the Rising Sun, and immediately, you guys all were like, oh, the Rising Sun. Where was the Rising Sun from?
The Rising Sun, we had run to it before, so this was kind of like an, oh my goodness, we've seen this ship before. We had seen it, we found some armor in it, and we had fought an ooze in it. So my thought was, hey, we're going to find out what actually happened to this ship after all.
So you guys had encountered this ship at sea on the Voyage of the Unending Sea journey, and it was totally devoid of life. You found like skeletons on board that were just completely and total skeletons, no flesh at all. And then you encountered a ton of ooze creatures on board that ship. Before the ship left the dock, Bubbles, the lizard folk, finds this stray cat, and she decides to catch it. And she catches it, and she names it Ferguson. That may seem very, very unimportant right now, but that'll come out later. We'll make sure of it. Yeah, you guys were like, oh, let's find out what happens. And so what you guys found out was this was a whaling vessel. And so we began the campaign, and all of you guys were just kind of doing your normal whaling jobs. Everything was going seemingly normal. We kind of breezed through that part. There was nothing interesting in that. But then your ship came across an uncharted island, and this island was crescent-shaped. Therein lies the name Crescent Cove. I don't remember who said it, but somebody was like, oh, the Rising Sun going to Crescent Cove. Interesting. And I was like, okay, good. I'm glad somebody caught that. And so what happened when you got to Crescent Cove?
Pretty much we were told by the captain, hey, go check out this crescent-shaped island and check out the whole thing. I don't want any part of it unlooked at. So we us, me and the rest of the crew, we left the ship to go to the island. And I believe there was like three parts to the island. There was a forest part, the beach part, and then the craggly rock part.
Yeah. Called it. I couldn't find we a couldn't good term, and nobody else was able to help me. So I was like, craggly rock outcropping. And everybody's like, "And we, I don't know if craggly's a word, but I completely understand what you're saying."
Yeah, we understand what you're getting at. And then I think we found a cave shaped in a huge skull, pretty much. And we all kind of looked at it like, "Yeah, we'll get to this part later. This seems not so safe right now." So we kind of just left the skull cave and headed towards our craggly rocks.
And what happened at the craggly rocks?
I believe it was Thok and Gally. Once we got to the craggly rocks, they started seeing birds or something flying around, and the rest of the group kind of was like, "You guys are crazy. We don't see anything right now." And then I believe it was Gally. He swore he saw a red dragon somewhere, and nobody else saw it. So we just kind of like, "All right, whatever, Gally, you're crazy." Yeah, and after Gally kind of just talking about this dragon he found, I started seeing things. The craggly rocks seemed to turn into volcanoes, and I was like, "Guys, these craggly rocks are volcanoes. We need to get out of here." So I just book it. I'm like, I'm gone.
You're running. All the way to you're the forest. Screaming. Gally is running and screaming, "Red dragon." You're screaming, "Volcanoes." Everybody else is just like, "Something weird's going on here, but we can't get them to go back." So, I'll reveal exactly what was happening now. There was fairy dragons flying around, and fairy dragons are these tiny little creatures, but they have a lot of illusion magic and a lot of magic that can make you hallucinate. So, what Gally did see a red dragon, but it was an illusion, and you started. You walked in and you failed will save in their hallucinogenic field of magic. And so you just started seeing volcanoes everywhere. So, but anyway, they definitely drove you off. And so you guys decided, well, I guess it's a good time to go back and explore that cave. And Thok the Therible said, "You know, we can't return to the ship without exploring this cave, because the captain said, explore every nook and cranny."
Yep. We left the craggly rocks and we went back to the skull cave, and lo and behold, the classic two doors. Which one do we choose? And I think it was JP as Gally. Yeah, we were like, "Okay, you're a rogue. You go look for traps. You do what rogues do best." So he looked at one door. I think he found some traps there, disabled them as far as we knew. And then there was another door that he didn't check, but he was like, "Hey, Bubbles," she was pretty confident, and she went up to the door and would turn the handle, and
she pushed open the door, and the teeth, you guys were basically in the mouth of this skull shaped rock, and the teeth all of a sudden shot out and pushed all of you, while doing damage simultaneously, into the door that you had opened. And as soon as you guys were in, the door shut, and you guys are in complete and total darkness. So, of course, you guys light some torches, and you see a staircase going down. And you guys make your way down to the bottom of the stairs, and there you found another door, this one made of stone, and it had a rusty old wheel that you could, like, turn in the center of the door.
Mm-hmm.
And above it, it had 9 eye symbols, so like eyeball symbols on it. And you guys were kind of like, "Well, what do we do here?"
I think it was me who was just like, "All right, we'll turn the wheel, see what happens." And I crank the wheel, and I hear chick 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 as it's going around, like something's clearly moving. But Jared as Ozzy, he had the brilliant idea of, he wanted to jam one of his hand axes into the wheel, just in case, you know, whatever happened with this door. But what was really cool is he had a magic word that the axe would just come right back to him, so we could all get out of the way in case something was there. And so he did that, and I don't think anything happened at that point up until we tried it again, but we started pushing in some of the nine eyes on that were above the door.
And so some traps start going off. And so what you guys realized was, oh man, we got to figure out what the correct eye is that we have to push. And so poison gas had went off. And then of course, what happens when there's traps going off near a door, the entire party, except for the one guy who's turning the wheel, goes up the stairs to get away from it. And so Gally is turning the door and he's pushing an eye. And all of a sudden what happens is the stairs, they all turn into a slide. And so you have all these people at the top of the stairs falling down on top of each other and taking damage because they were trying to get away and be safe. But eventually, I believe it was Jared as Ozzy, he figured out, he said, pick number four. We of course, all were doing the pick number three, my lord.
Pick three, my lord.
But finally, he picked number four, and four was the correct one. He pushed it, the wheel was turned, and the door opened. And you guys entered into this dark cavern. And what did you see while you were in this room?
We saw four bridges. Well, we saw one bridge in front of us. We couldn't really see too far ahead of us. The bridges were pretty old looking. So our first thought was, all right, we got to find a safe way to get across these bridges because we don't want to all cross at the same time. Bridge collapse.
And what was like below these bridges? Was it, did you guys see anything?
Not until we dropped the torch to the bottom. I think it was Gally that dropped the torch to the bottom, and he saw something skitter across the floor down there, and he's like, all right, there is something down there, so let's avoid falling down there at all costs.
And so you guys, like, one at a time, because you did not trust these bridges, they did not seem safe, one at a time started to cross across this bridge. And what you started to realize, because, of course, the first person who crossed the bridge brought a torch with him, you started to realize that there was a center platform, and from the center platform, three more bridges branched out to other platforms. And so you kind of had this four-way bridge crossing with a center platform. And so eventually you guys all very carefully, I believe you had tied ropes to each other to keep yourself secure in case the bridges fell. Yep. You guys, you know, going into this, knowing this was a crazy dungeon crawl, you guys were playing it as true D&D players, making every precaution happen. And you eventually all reached the center of the center platform. And something happened when you reached the center platform.
Yeah, we all got to the center platform and we look ahead of us, and there's this glowing light that starts to form, and it was in the shape of a pirate, but it was, you could see through it. It was a ghost, and it made some remark to us in a very pirate-like fashion. And so we fight this ghost, and a couple of us got frightened of it, so we're trying to stay away from this thing. I believe it was me, Thok, and Gally that were frightened, so we're trying to dance around this thing as much as possible. And eventually we do kill it, but something happened to Thok.
Yeah, when ghosts have this awesome attribute to them in 5e that when they're first seen, a will save must be rolled, and if you roll under 5, not only do you become frightened, but you age 1d4 plus 10 years. And so, of course, Caleb as Thok rolled a 4, and so his character aged, and I believe that turned him into a 70-year-old half-orc.
Yeah, so, with his lisp, it really, really made it a lot funnier, too.
Yes, he was trying. He had to go from playing a one-shot character with a lisp that was a one-shot character who was 70 years old with a lisp. And so you guys finally defeated this ghost pirate, and you guys are feeling a little bit more safe. Maybe this is just the icing on the cake that you guys are like, nah, we're not feeling safe at this point. What other terrors lie here? And so next time on Storytime, we're going to talk about what else you found and what else happened in Crescent Cove. So far, no deaths. Maybe next time.
Thanks for listening to this week's Storytime. We hope you've enjoyed these moments from our campaigns, stories about our characters, and what they have done within our worlds. We hope that you have enjoyed your time here, and we hope that you come back again next week for another edition of Storytime.